Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Friday! Welcome to the weekend. It is 7:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy and your time check. That's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Stops by every once in a while.
He does.
Says shout.
Visits in from heaven.
From the grave. All right.
Yeah.
Wow, that took a weird turn.
Spiraled quickly there.
Yes, it did.
But it's Friday.
Yeah, and it is. So we try to keep it between the ditches, but oh well.
Yeah.
Good thing we got four-wheel drive around here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good morning. Hour number two begins. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So, I don't want to overdo the whole fentanyl thing, but real quick. Let me do this, okay? So there is a real problem. I think everybody agrees. 70,000 Americans on average are dying from fentanyl poisoning. These are not hardcore drug addicted people for the most part. And the guy Douglas Murray emphasizes this in a piece he does in the Washington Post, putting real faces on this, like three professional young people experimenting with drugs, which... not a good idea, but they don't deserve a death sentence either. So their cocaine was laced with fentanyl. It killed all three of them. And he just wanted to use it as an example. These are real people, real families. They're educated. They're loved. They're not these hardcore, you know, wasted in the street zombies that you'll see sometimes too, which, you know, that's a lot of that's fentanyl as well. But here's another point I was trying to make other than the borders being wide open and fentanyl being way too easily, readily available, and it's laced and everything. So we brought it to the Chinese, to their attention, because these precursors and the chemicals and the drugs used to make fentanyl, it's the vast majority is coming from China, along with pill presses that they put the ingredients in there and press the pill out, and it looks exactly like the prescription does. Problem for sure. All right. So the Chinese president, Xi, he agreed to restart cooperation in drug trafficking in a handful of other areas. This is dated January 30th of the year. Okay. So what do we got? March and April, a couple months later. The U.S. is seeking more information sharing and law enforcement cooperation and control of made in China chemicals. All right, so Jen Daskal was part of this contingent that met with President Xi from America, Deputy Homeland Security Advisor in the White House. She said, there is a real spirit of cooperation and a commitment to work together. Yeah, so the Chinese and America, we're going to work together. We're going to get a hold of this fentanyl thing. All right, and she said, there has been some drops recently, this is a few months ago, in shipments of fentanyl precursors from China since the Biden-Xi meeting, and stressed the importance of information sharing, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so, you know, she puts a pretty good spin on it. And why wouldn't she? I mean, it seems like there's a real spirit of cooperation. Here's the problem. China knows exactly who's making the chemicals and where and how much is being sent. The Chinese Communist Party and their government, they control everything. You do not do business. It's just like you don't do business where the family's protecting you without the blessing of the families. Everybody understand that? That's what it is. It's just a giant mafia operation, for lack of a better term. That's communism. They know everything that's going on. You're being spied on constantly. Your neighbors will turn you in. This is whole, like the whole, East Germany. This is all part of why you don't want hardcore socialism and eventually communism. You definitely lose your freedom. There's no freedom for a company to be. There's no startup. Yeah, we're doing this precursor thing kind of on the down low, sending it to our friends in the cartels in Mexico. We're all making buku bucks. And that was invented in China, buku.
Was it really?
No. But here's the thing. Not only is the Chinese communist government allowing the fentanyl, the precursors, the chemicals, the pill presses, and all that to go, not only are they allowing it, they know about it, they allow it, yep. And are you ready?
Yeah.
They subsidize it. Buy an electric car, we say in America, and you could get, you know, $7,000 off your taxes. That's a subsidy. That's a subsidy. They're saying go out there and buy it. It's an incentive. China is fueling the fentanyl crisis in the U.S. by directly subsidizing the manufacturing of materials that are used by traffickers to make the drug outside the country. Now, this report came out Tuesday by a special House committee focused on countering the Chinese government. Now, did the mainstream media cover this? If they did, I'll bet you they didn't spend a lot of time on it. Why? Because this, our regime, the Biden regime, is, to use Nancy Pelosi's phrase, palsy-walsy with President Xi and the Chinese Communist government. It is absolutely true.
Yep.
So they don't want to make China the boogeyman. And you know what they have to do all the time? They have to remind you that Putin's the real bad guy, not China. And, oh, Putin and Trump are buddies. Not true, but that's the baloney that they push.
Right.
So these committee investigators said they accessed a government website that revealed tax rebates for the production of specific fentanyl precursors as well as other synthetic drugs as long as those companies sell them outside of China.
Ah.
In other words, they clearly understand the negative ramifications of this drug.
Sure
so
do.
Can export it. Exporting death from China. We're shocked. Yeah? Right. Wasn't there a company in Wuhan that was exporting death to America and the globe, basically? Yeah. Why would they do that? Why would they leak something that could hurt their own people? Because they don't care about individuals. There's no individual rights in China.
No.
Whatever benefits the state, you know, whatever benefits the state is perfectly okay. If a few lives have to be lost, well, we've got a, you know, over a billion.
Yeah.
Through its actions, as our report has revealed, the Chinese Communist Party is telling us that it wants more fentanyl entering our country. That, according to Congressman Mike Gallagher, he's a Republican, of course, and chairman of the special House committee. It wants the chaos and devastation that has resulted from the epidemic. So you have our president, their president sitting down. And their president goes, oh, yeah, we are going to, absolutely. We're going to take a look at this. We're going to deal with this. Yeah, we understand. Yeah, Americans are dying, right? All lies. They're lying through their teeth. We know, most of us listening, right? If you're listening, you know. You know we can't trust them. You know that they've been ratcheting things up. They now have the largest navy in the world. And they're not going to stop. But we need everybody else to start to figure this out. And who is constantly playing into China's hands? The Biden administration. I mean, there can be no doubt about it. And by the way, even if you can't control what China exports, because that would be difficult.
Sure.
You can control what comes into your country, or at least you used to be able to. A sovereign nation has borders. Things have to go through checkpoints.
Really?
Yes.
Is this something new or experiment?
Oh, it's been around a long time. Just recently, they took all the fences down and put up the signs that come on in.
Interesting.
That's the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Blood is on their hands. I mean, I'm not just talking about illegals that come here, kill, murder, rape.
Yeah.
I'm talking about allowing fentanyl to come and kill. All these things could be remedied, at least to some extent, with a secure border. Biden absolutely refuses it. And that's bugging me. Now it's your turn. What's bugging you? Coming up next, call in 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs, so call in now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time.
You know, what do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for a feature call. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Eric. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the fact that the news media in general is not talking about the fact of fentanyl, concerning the fact that China provides the vast majority of our prescription drugs as it is. What could stop them from, as a prelude to an attack, dosing all the medications with fentanyl so that millions and millions of Americans end up dying at once?
Wow. What's stopping that from happening? The Chinese Communist government hasn't given it the thumbs up and the okay, but absolutely, could that occur? No doubt.
Well, and then there's the other side of the coin. They could just cut off everything we need.
Mm-hmm.
What would that do to? I mean, think about how we support the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah.
And suddenly we get nothing.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, it's bad. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is regarding my effort. I've got an effort going for about a 3,000 square foot Zenith Zoysia lawn. Everything that I don't want to grow in the lawn, it's doing fine. And everything I do want to grow in the lawn, it's suffering. And so I'm just thinking of converting it all to the whole property to basketball court, tennis court, pickleball court, volleyball court. So that's what's coming to mind as opposed to trying to grow a lawn.
Man against nature. I've tried to do, grow things, and the bugs come and eat all your vegetables and stuff. Huh? Some people have figured it
rabbits,
out.
Rabbits, squirrels.
Yeah, that's a tough time. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
Hey, it doesn't matter what it is. Things will always be a mess when the people involved are a mess. God bless America.
Oh, there you
right,
go.
Right on, brother.
Sounds like a great bumper sticker.
Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday. What's bugging me is Mike Johnson goes into that closed-door meeting. He comes out. He's like a 180 on funding and everything. He's going to try to get that stuff passed. So we can send another $60 billion to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. You know, when people are no good, they always telling themselves. My dad used to say, give people enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Just let them talk. And if you say you're in a relationship, you're married or something, and your spouse is cheating on you, they're going to let you know who they're cheating with. Just don't say nothing. They'll bring it up in a story. It'll come out. And that's just the way it is in anything. If it's at work, it's all going to come out. And Mike Johnson's letting his true colors be known now. And we are going to go to war, and people do want war. You said that nobody wants war. No, there are many. John Bolton, there's
people that, obviously they capitalize off of war, and they're
sure.
Not the ones who are the warriors generally. Well, always, they're not. So, I agree with that. It's, Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
I'm reading a lot of internet analysis of this Israeli-Iran crisis, and bugging me that a lot of these writers are trying to act like this is some kind of Israeli temper tantrum, you know, this strike, this probe, as I explained earlier. I just want to point out, back in the early 1980s, Israel bombed an Iraqi nuclear facility to try to slow down the development of nuclear weapons. And they attacked on a Sunday because there was French technicians working there, and they were hoping that the French would not be at work that day. My point is, Israel is not just throwing darts at the calendar to see when they're going to do anything. They're going to plan it out, just like Hamas planned their attack. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's a good point. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Greg, there's always something bugging you.
Well, the whole this whole war thing going on, it's kind of like, because, and I know I've talked about it, but it's like, I feel like so much of it is orchestrated. You know, okay, so it's all a response to, you know, going into chasing Hamas in the Gaza Strip. But then, you know, Iran does their thing. Then Israel, well, let's think about this for a few days. Then they do their very limited strike. And then we get the impression that everybody has a heads up, I think, before anything happens, which is why you're not getting a lot of people killed in Israel or Iran. And just the whole thing is bugging me. What's the end game, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, or you know, the errant missile that actually goes and, I don't know, kills a bunch of people.
Yeah, that could happen.
And I always notice how when things are reported, like, you know, the first thing that they do, like in regimes like Iran, is they'll tell you that how many kids.
Oh, every time, yes.
All they did, they just killed a bunch of children, and here's pictures and all that. It's it's disgusting, but yeah.
I don't know. Do you think I'm reading too much into it, or what do you think?
Oh, I agree exactly with your assessment of kind of this giving advanced warning. They're just kind of peppering the area. Mm-hmm. There's definitely kind of a game, if you will, I guess, going on. And I guess part of it is, how far can we go without risking big time retaliation?
Yes, because if somebody steps over the line in what was expected, yeah.
Then the whole Middle East could be ablaze before you know it.
Then watch those gas prices and see how that bugs you.
Interesting times we are living in. Interesting times.
Yep.
Hey, thanks everybody for contributing. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Don't go anywhere. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we are going to talk to the Florida Attorney General, Ashley Moody, Law and Order in Florida, and we'll get it straight from her coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3,
The Sky.
Happy Friday. Yeah, the weekend is here. Enjoy. It's going to be warm today. Might hit 90. Going to be warm again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Summer might kind of be here. We might get a little break in between, but it's pretty much here.
Well, my grass that popped up nice and green is already, especially the zoysia, it's already turning brown.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Everything in Florida is like that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's feast or famine, it seems like, when it comes to rain. So
I resent whoever planted zoysia in most of my front yard.
Zoysia. Hey, come on over.
It turns green and then it turns brown.
We'll have a little touch football game on the zoysia.
Yeah, you can, but
first we'll have a little sip of the zoysia. The Swiss. All right. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. Migrants.
Yeah.
Migrants. If we had to do this the old-fashioned way, migrants are only going to give, like, New York City and their freebies and stuff, like, two stars out of five. Maybe not even that. Maybe only one.
That's not good on Google.
No.
Yeah.
Immigrants, mostly from Africa, flooded in a meeting New York City Tuesday with complaints that the free food and free housing they're being given are not good enough for them, despite the tens of billions in tax dollars spent to care for them. Ungrateful.
I'm telling you.
Ungrateful. Hundreds of migrants, of whom are Muslims from Africa, told members of the New York City Council at City Hall that tax-funded freebies they're receiving are not adequate for them and those with families. Migrants were invited to speak to the city's immigration committee on Tuesday. One woman was heard complaining about the free food and blasted city officials for not giving them more permanent places to live for free.
Then go home. Go where you came from if you don't like
it here. I don't think that anybody, well, at least out loud, was saying that.
Well, they probably should.
You think?
Yes.
Either that or send it to one of the, doesn't Biden have like eight houses? Can't you send some of them to one of his houses?
They're big houses. They got plenty of room.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And even if he's there at the same time, the next day, he probably won't remember you were there. At the shelter, my kids cannot eat the food at the shelter. These people are coming from Africa. Okay.
All right.
And that's the quality of the food, or so they say.
Hmm.
Well, they have holidays too, like on Ramadan. We could not eat during breaks because the food is not good at all.
All right.
She went on to demand long-term housing. They give us 2 months to stay at the shelter, and then you have to go out with your luggage and your kids and find another place. Very difficult, she insisted.
That's because America's not a free hotel.
Well, I mean,
we're supposed to be.
We've kind of begun to set it up that way, it would appear. I mean, Hochul, how many billions did I say that she's setting aside?
Or something like that. I don't know.
For illegals and their care in Colorado, same thing. It's crazy. The same woman also complained the city had not allowed her 19-year-old son to attend school for free. What kind of school are we talking about if he's 19?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't put him in high school anyway. You would have to go for, like, remedial stuff if you didn't have that level of education.
Right.
I don't know if maybe he has an education. You can't assume anything. And maybe he's talking about having free college? Okay.
These people.
The complaint session occurred inside. It's more than 1,500 migrants, mostly military-age single men paraded outside City Hall Park. 1,500 mostly males. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Are you kidding me?
Everything.
Illegals are now attempting to take over New York City Hall and strong-arm city officials into allowing them to use luxury hotels instead of the shelters the city's been generous enough to provide with them. Can you imagine being this greedy?
Wow.
This came from Right Angle News Network. Yep.
Well, imagine us just like sneaking into another country and then going into whatever, European city, whatever the case may be, demanding a place to live, demanding good food, demanding an education for your kids. I mean, they would tell you to take a hike. Well, at least at one point they would have if the UN weren't like behind all of it.
Yeah. So back in 2023, it was reported one day in November, migrants threw away 5,000 prepared meals without eating them. That alone cost the city $770,000 in food waste.
Wow.
For that day, one day,
unreal.
They wasted $750,000 throwing away their food.
Unreal.
Yep. And apparently the Big Apple is seeing more than $1 million in food waste for migrants every month, at least $1 million. Every month, just throwing it away.
It's not good enough.
And
we want to be in a more luxury hotel, please. I know.
Thank you, Brandon. The Biden administration has created an absolute mess, absolute chaos. And I don't know, do you see what gas is now? Like $2.75 or something crazy?
So Jen and I were taking a walk, and we like to walk around, different neighborhoods. And there's always this house that always has, you can tell who lives there. They've always got an anti-DeSantis, an anti-Trump sign or something in their yard. They make their own signs. And this one was Republicans. Hey, there's trouble at the border. Democrats. Well, let's work together to fix it. Republicans. Trump says, no, we've got to win the election. I mean, these are the things they believe. And it's like, you've got to be kidding. Have you not paid attention the last 3.5 years? Really? The Dems want to work together to fix it?
They're going to work together to fix it. All you got to do is open your wallet.
Sure.
Yep. Gas prices on the rise.
Yeah.
Everywhere. New York, Pennsylvania. California, which it's always a crazy price there.
Yeah.
And I just said 275. What did I mean to say? 375?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Or just the regular base stuff.
Well, in Pittsburgh, it's a daily shock. They said, you know, they're wondering, hey, we're probably going to hit $4 a gallon before very long, because it's like 385 there on average.
Well, this kind of goes against what I was kind of expecting, if this is the way it's going to keep going, because they're not lowering rates. Gas prices are up. I thought they might try to fix a few things before the election, but we're getting close, and they're not fixing anything yet to help Joe get elected.
No, they're not. That is interesting, isn't it? I mean, the Fed has pretty much said there's no way that they're going to cut the rates between now and the election.
That's, again, polar opposite when we were hearing, probably three more times.
Exactly.
And then we went to nothing.
Well, it's one of those things that despite all these other issues, the economy is growing anyway. But inflation continues to grow, too. And what is the least thing that's growing is the wages. Mm-hmm. So that just creates, the numbers in one area point to, like, good things happening. Right. But if you look at the whole picture, it's awful. Americans, their paychecks don't go nearly as far as they did, and it's not getting any better.
Well, if Biden keeps printing money like this, it's going to be worth absolutely nothing.
Well, you know what? If you have a job, and even if you're paying a lot more for gas, you're paying a lot more for food, just be thankful that an illegal hasn't murdered you yet or wanted somebody in your family.
Well, there's a positive, Bob. Thank
yeah, you yeah, always got to look for the silver lining.
We've not been murdered by an immigrant that's not supposed to be here yet.
A Haitian migrant released into the U.S. via President Joe Biden's parole pipeline, now accused of a double homicide in Orange County, New York.
Wow.
Canole Baptiste, 30-year-old Haitian migrant indicted in Orange County. This is in New York. Counts of first-degree murder, two counts, and two counts of second-degree murder. Isn't that nice? Apparently
welcome.
He arrived in the U.S. July of 2023. Presented himself at the Paso del Norte port entry in El Paso, and apparently was paroled in the U.S. pending removal proceedings. But, of course, pending proceedings that aren't going to take place for like 3 years or more, maybe.
That is a sad joke we're playing at the border.
Oh, wait.
There's more?
Joe Biden's DHS gave a work permit to Laken Riley's accused killer.
No.
Knowing that he had a criminal record. Yeah.
Then they shouldn't even be eligible. We need...
They shouldn't be here.
No.
As soon as you find out they have a criminal record... I mean, some of these things are like, if you're going to draw a line somewhere... I mean, obviously, we should have complete secure borders like we did under Trump. That's what's supposed to be. But even, past that, again, it makes you wonder. It's like... The Biden administration has to know these things are occurring, that people are finding out about them, and they're outraged. And yet they don't make any change. They don't even make it look like they're trying to change things. I mean, at least with the with the stuff that is coming from China, the fentanyl, at least the Biden people have met with China's government, and they pretend like they're doing something.
Right.
Not that I approve of that, but it shows you that, hey, he's got to have a story to tell on the campaign trail that, hey, we're doing everything we can. We sat down with the Chinese or whatever. Then we all see through it. But for most of the people that are going to vote D anyway, they're like, yeah, see, he's trying to ruin America. I don't know how else you can put it. I mean, let's give this guy a work permit who has a criminal record and wonder how he ends up murdering this innocent college girl. It's just...
Wow.
It's sick. It really is. It's beyond sad now. It's sick. How can anybody with a conscience allow this kind of garbage to continue between the fentanyl, the murdering, raping, drunk driving illegals, them throwing food away and not being appreciative of what they are given? Are you kidding me? This is sickness. Why would we continue to allow this? Isn't it supposed to be by and for and of the people? Well, I can tell you, the vast majority of the people are not happy with what's happening at all. But Biden, his administration, does it anyway. What in the world? Oh, that's right. Trump's the authoritarian, though.
Yeah.
Crazy. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I can't even say it. All right, I will. Happy Friday. Hang in there. It'll get better.
Sean Hannity.
Republican states have sent thousands of National Guard troops to the border. Thank goodness.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
The amount of fentanyl pouring across the border. Why are we allowing this? They're murdering our children.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday. Welcome back. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know, you can listen at work. You can know traffic before you head out in the afternoon. Just go to thesky973.com, thesky973.com, and you can listen on your desktop or laptop. Israel, top story, striking back against Iran, a retaliatory strike targeting nuclear research facility, possibly, and a major air base. Yep, Israel's launched the expected strike hours ago. Israeli missiles hit at least one site in Iran. That's according to ABC News. The Iranian state media alerted citizens to explosions heard in the central part of the Islamic Republic. The attack comes after Iran rained down more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel last Saturday. So we'll see what the fallout, so to speak, is, and what shakes loose and how things progress, or maybe they won't. Maybe things will come to at least a standstill for a while.
But isn't it interesting with everything going on with Israel and Iran, you kind of got the focus taken off the pursuit of Hamas and the Gaza Strip, and obviously since, it's kind of ironic, I just saw a picture earlier this morning, I don't know what, I'm going blank on what body of water would be there, but Palestinians are at the beach. I mean, because there's a ceasefire going on, and they're just trying to cool off, and it's kind of like they've got a little reprieve going on right there for a little bit.
Okay.
So, it's funny how one thing will just totally shift the camera angle of, you know, from the news reporters of what we're looking at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. Absolutely. What takes priority at certain times, sure.
Yep.
But yeah, eyes are still going to be focused on the Trump trial.
Oh yeah,
a prospective juror who reportedly told the court she could remain unbiased in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial admitted, however, in an interview Tuesday that she is not a fan.
Yeah,
listing various reasons, including his comments on China, which she claimed made her angry. What did the president say, the former president say, about China that would make an American angry? Because if he said something disparaging, it was probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, open your eyes, lady. Mm-hmm. They're not our pals.
No.
The juror was reportedly dismissed due to scheduling conflicts. But an interview with a woman reveals that while she claims she could remain unbiased, she's not a fan of the former president. And when asked about her opinion and stuff, she said, well, I'm not a fan. And, during COVID-19, I live with someone who is immune compromised. And I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal. She said, failing to provide more specific details. Of course. Yeah. What specific details did you want? I mean, he tried to help people. He said the I word. He said the H word.
Yes.
You know, the I word, ivermectin.
Which works.
Hydroxychloroquine, which as it
works.
Turns out, like many other things that comes out of Trump's mouth, turns out to be true.
He was saying it was from China. He was putting blame where, guess what? It was supposed to be going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She then stated that she was an adopted sister from China who became very anxious by comments Trump made about China when he was president. Let's see. You were, she has an adopted sister from China. Why did you adopt her and take her out of China? Because you wanted to give her a good life? Think about it, lady.
What a concept.
These people.
Ugh. Blind to the truth.
All right. So anyway, she was probably going to get in, but she had a scheduling conflict, supposedly. All right. Good. All 12 jurors apparently are seated. This happened yesterday on the third day of Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan. Yep.
Interesting variety of people there. I heard some discussion yesterday, and I think it does merit looking into. You've got, I think, maybe two attorneys that are on there. You wonder if one of them at some point, unless they are just, you know, a thoroughly dyed-in-the-wool liberal, at some point will go, this is wrong. This trial shouldn't even be happening. And just blow the whole thing up.
Well, that's what you would hope.
We would hope. Someone would have a little common sense.
Yep. All right. Yeah, they go through some of these. One guy's an investment banker, and a couple of people from Harlem, one from West Harlem, a man who lives on the Upper East Side, a man who's retired, worked for a major wealth manager. Yeah. So, yeah, this could be very, very interesting. So... the judge, Mershon, instructed reporters to stop mentioning physical appearances of jurors, specifically mentioning reports that identified one as having an Irish accent. Wow. Well, okay. You don't want the jurors to be, I guess, identified.
But yet, typically speaking, that's a common thing, a transparency, you know? So.
Yeah, well...
Although it's been interesting to hear some of the potential jurors that aren't going to be serving, how shocked they were when they realized they walked in and saw Donald Trump sitting there.
I did see that on a couple of interviews that they're like, yeah, he was like right there.
Yeah.
All right. Hang in there, my friends. We are going to talk to Florida's Attorney General in just a couple of minutes. Yeah, Ashley Moody is going to join us on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And the plans, the anti-crime plans for Florida, and all of that, we'll talk about it coming up. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
And Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this. A complete loss of hope.
A new Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel is very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.